ahead in the 8 o'clock hour. Time now for some news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. With wind chills in single digits, a few schools are affected today from the WMAL Storm Center in Maryland. St. Mary's County schools are closed. Calvert County schools are closed. In Virginia, Stafford County schools are opening 2 hours late. Spotsylvania County schools are closed today. Donald Trump has fired back at Meryl Streep, who last night at the Golden Globes went off on a nearly six-minute diatribe against the president-elect. This morning, Mr. Trump tweeted his response, calling Streep one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood and a Hillary flunky. And Mr. Trump denied Streep's accusation that he mocked a disabled reporter last year.
For the 100th time, I never mocked a disabled reporter, would never do that, but simply showed him groveling when he totally changed a 16-year-old story that he had written in order to make me look bad. Just more dishonest media.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Next week, people will come from all over the country to protest at the Donald Trump inauguration, but D.C. officials say they're ready.
We expect them to exercise their rights peacefully, and we'll be prepared should anybody choose not to.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says they'll have 3,000 extra police officers from around the country and 5,000 National Guardsmen helping D.C. police. Interim Chief Peter Newsham.
The fact that you have some folks that are indicating on social media that they're coming to shut down the inauguration or the events is something that we will be prepared for.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hosting a presidential inauguration doesn't come cheap. Between logistics, security, and many other expenses, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the Trump inauguration will cost the district about $30 million. But Congress has so far only appropriated $19 million. Bowser says in the past, the city has gone back to request what the actual expenditures were, and she says Congress typically comes up with more money. House hunting in our area is never easy, as inventory doesn't stay on the market long, so what can you expect if you're trying to buy a home this year?
Low inventory, not just here, but across the country. And Donna Evers with Evers & Company Real Estate tells WMAL, finding your dream home may cost more this year.
One thing is, of course, rising interest rates. And if they don't rise too much, they will actually be good for the market because people don't want to miss out on these historic low interest rates.
Evers tells WMAL there is a level of enthusiasm for buying, especially in downtown D.C., that isn't seen in most areas around the country and hasn't been seen here before. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The center of attention in Florida this morning is a courtroom where the suspect in the deadly Friday airport shooting in Fort Lauderdale is to make his first appearance. Iraq War veteran Esteban Santiago is accused of killing five people and could face the death penalty if he's convicted. Police in Paris say a crime that left Kim Kardashian West badly shaken has now been solved. Authorities have arrested 16 people in the October theft of more than $10 million worth of jewelry. Police say robbers forced their way into a private Paris residence where Kardashian West was staying, tied her up, and locked her in a bathroom before making off with her jewelry. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,964, the Nasdaq at 55,21. Sports NFL playoffs, the Steelers beat the Dolphins, the Packers eliminate the Giants. NBA, Bradley Beal scores 26 points as the Wizards beat the Bucks. College ball, Virginia wins, Navy wins, GW and AU lose. Hockey, the Caps visit the Canadiens tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me throw something at you.
Rush.
I'm the mayor of Realville. That means I'm a literalist. That also means I am really unique.
Weekdays, noon till 3.
Rush.
Another reason why I am where I am here
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear. If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Get clean carpets for the new year. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Don't get caught in the cold. Stop by Jiffy Lube to check your vehicle's radiator, windshield wipers, and lights. Plus, with a Jiffy Lube signature service oil change, they'll check your vital fluids, tire pressure, and vacuum, all without an appointment.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Gaithersburg. Improving is West Diamond Avenue. If you're heading from, let's see, the eastbound side, passing 270 over toward Perry Parkway, incident just about cleared from that right side, so you can get through there. If you're using 270, slowest stretch begins just south of 370, and that's going to take you off and on in toward Rockville, down toward the lane divide. Had an incident reported in the backups. You need to know this. If you use the toll road, it is a mess this morning. We lose two lanes because of a dump truck that had a fuel spill, and that's as you come up to Route 7. Two right lanes blocked. Your delays are almost back off of 28. So the toll road, Herndon, Reston, just a solid lineup. If you use Route 7 as an alternate, first you'll find some delays heading through Potomac Falls, and then the next set of delays, Reston Parkway to Beulah on 66. We're jammed trying to get through Manassas and Centerville to the crash right near the Fairfax County Parkway. Still takes away the two right lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold weather sticking around. A gray start here as we head on through the morning. Lots of clouds around today. Some limited sunshine, about 30. May see a flurry, maybe a snow shower, especially as you get to the west. Overnight tonight becoming cloudy after some breaks early. 22. Colder outside the Beltway. Cloudy tomorrow near 40. Now meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Right now 8 degrees in Haymarket, 12 in Gaithersburg, 18 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. North Korea warns Donald Trump it could launch a nuclear weapon at any time. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL 8:07 on WMAL. We're Washington Cup to Talk coming up in about 30 minutes. We're going to be joined by the one, the only, you know and you love him, you can't live without him, Tucker Carlson from the Fox News Channel, who starts his show in a new time slot tonight. That's coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson. Very pleased to be joined in studio today by guest host Vince Colonnais.
So grateful to be here. I love this. WMAL. Yeah, awesome.
Thank you very much. And joining us on the line right now is Christian Toto, film critic and host of Hollywood in Toto. That's a podcast that you can find on iTunes. Christian, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I want to start off by playing a little bit of Meryl Streep last night as she took on Donald Trump at the Golden Globes. Here's a bit of it.
So Hollywood is crawling with outsiders and foreigners. And if we kick them all out, you'll have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts.
And she continued. Here's more of Meryl Streep.
Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence. When the powerful use their position to bully others, we all lose.
She goes on to sort of attack directly attack Donald Trump, talking about how we need the principled press to hold power to account and call him on the carpet for every outrage. They just can't help themselves, can they, Christian, to become political when given a microphone?
It's amazing. You know, Meryl Streep is a great actress, no qualifiers there. And she's worked an entire lifetime to win a lifetime award at an event like this. And she used every ounce of her time for a political screed, as opposed to saying, oh, my goodness, I'm so grateful. I can't thank enough all the people who helped me along the way. I mean, she basically just restated everything that she'd said in press or in interviews or everything that her colleagues have said in the press or interviews over the last 2 months. I mean, I was flabbergasted. I expected some speechifying moments. I couldn't expect that. That really, even as someone who watches Hollywood 24/7. I was stunned.
Christian, did you find it far-fetched to think that somebody like Meryl Streep, who's literally one of the most famous people in the world, who stands up there, who's presenting, you know, this notion that she and all of Hollywood and all of the foreign press and the Golden Globes are all victims, is that not the most far-fetched concept you could possibly come up with? It's sort of the polar opposite of what she's experienced in life.
Well, it's funny because, you know, we always say that Donald Trump has a thin skin, and he does. What about Meryl Streep kind of whining about, oh, poor me and poor my Hollywood starlets and stars? And I mean, it's the epitome of thin-skinned behavior and an attitude. It's absurd. I mean, they live wonderful lives, and no one sort of says they shouldn't. They have great skill, and they entertain us. But by the same token, they should be able to accept some criticism.
Here's the thing I don't get, Christian. I mean, here you have people who are actors who appeared in movies that show up in theaters across what they term flyover country. Many of those people in flyover country, if you look at the map, voted for Donald Trump. Why would they go and alienate people who otherwise might come to their movies and pay good money to see their product?
It's like 2 + 2 = 4, but when you ask Meryl Streep, she says 6. I don't get it, but it's been going on for quite some time. But what I think you're going to see, and I almost wonder if last night maybe was a tipping point, is that more and more people are going to tune out. They're going to say, hey, I'd rather watch Netflix. I'd rather play video games. I'd rather hang around on YouTube and go support that Meryl Streep movie. I mean, some people do that already. You know, but like the Sean Penns of the world, who are really aggressively political and often insulting. But I think there are so many stars taking the exact same approach as Meryl Streep. I mean, half the crowd last night seemed to be doing it.
Right.
I really think that more and more people will be upset.
There was even a movie called Zootopia, which is a kids' movie, right? And here's what they said in passing as they were accepting their award for their movie. They have to get political.
Honored by this from the Hollywood Foreign Press. Thank you so much for this incredible honor. We wanted Zootopia to be a film that not only entertained kids, but also spoke to adults about embracing diversity, even when there are people in the world who want to divide us by using fear.
I mean, even in that moment where it's a kid movie, they cannot help themselves.
No, I have to give a slight defense of that movie in particular, because that film did involve themes about racism and judging other people by preconceived notions, but that person turned that directly into another Trump jab. And, you know, they talk about sort of treating people and dividing with fear. I mean, that's what identity politics is, really, when you go to the heart of it. And I think they look at Hillary Clinton's deplorables comment. That was vicious. And what did anyone forget about how Amy Schumer called Trump voters KKK members, or how actor Michael Shannon wanted Trump voters to go to the urn? I mean, that's vicious, vile commentary, all coming from the left, and no one in Hollywood seemed to want to talk about that or disparage it.
I mean, but nothing that said was all that brave. Nobody got up there and actually said something that was brave to say into the face of a crowd that's going to applaud. They're going to applaud you instantly, right? I mean, nobody got up there and made a passionate defense of Second Amendment rights. I mean, there's nothing uncomfortable about it. It's like you get up there and you're like, we shouldn't have racism, and everyone stands and applauds. Of course, I agree with that. I can't believe someone would finally express that opinion in public. I mean, it's
if I went to
crazy.
An NRA meeting and I said, I love guns, I don't think that would be brave.
Yes, people would stand and applaud. Great, good,
that's
excellent.
Right.
So what did you think of the tenor overall? I mean, obviously, we've talked about a couple of the Trump attacks that we heard at the Golden Globes last night. You watched this. What did you think of the way the Golden Globes sort of got very, very political? Did you sense that they overplayed their hand? And was it, as far as awards shows go, was it a success? Was it an entertaining product?
Well, I mean, on the latter question, the monologue by Jimmy Fallon was very brief. It was like 3 or 4 Trump jokes and a couple of generic jokes. So that was sort of a bomb, as far as I can tell. The movie, this particular show, always moves quickly, and that was perfectly fine. They give award after award after award. You almost wish the Oscars would sort of have that tempo. And I have to say, the beginning, if you saw the opening sequence, which was a tribute to La La Land, where the cars were stuck on the parkway and they were singing, I thought, wow. This is what Hollywood does. It's actually entertaining. It's goofy. It's silly. It's celebratory. And I thought, maybe this night's going to be different. Maybe it's not going to be different.
But no, they can't help themselves. All right, well, very quickly, I think we should point out that La La Land, this musical, Hollywood musical, was loved by the people in Hollywood. I mean, it won. It just took down almost all the awards, didn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be the favorite going into the Oscar season. And, if you know, for good reason. It's a terrific film. It's sweet. It's charming. And for those people who are frustrated by movies that don't show romance and courtship, this is it. I really recommend it. Not even just for the music and the songs and the buoyancy, but it's about boy meets girl. It's a courtship, old school style. I loved it.
And I'm reading that Ryan Gosling, who plays the piano on several occasions, actually was only like a very basic piano player, like could pound out a few chords and had no real skill, but he actually, buckled down, learned how to play the piano for this role.
And that's the kind of thing we should celebrate on Golden Globes
Night. Yeah, it is.
Actors really going beyond the above and beyond the call of duty to make great art. Let's celebrate it. But they got on a soapbox.
But there is something kind of wonderful about the fact that La La Land is the defining movie of this year's Golden Globes.
Metaphor alert.
All right, listen, Christian, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Hey, listen, you've had a chance to hear a little bit about what Meryl Streep said, and we've talked about it here. And she sort of went off on a big screed, as Christian Toto mentioned. And I'd like to know, as a member of the movie-going audience, as a member of the WMAL audience, what would you like to say to Meryl Streep? Give me a call, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now, it's 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's rubbing off. You should see what I see in these traffic cameras. Everyone's stuck in these delays in a quiet, and they are dancing on top of their cars. People having a great morning, keeping warm. All right, wish that was the case. But here we go, 95 northbound. If you're heading from, say, Dumfries up through to the Beltway and wondering where everybody is because there's absolutely no delay as you head from Dumfries to the Beltway, everyone's still stuck trying to get through Stafford and Aquia, but they're making some progress with this multi-car crash north of 610. But it is taking over an hour and a half to get through those backups. Be prepared. That's one of our toughest spots of the morning rush hour. 66, another struggle point. Eastbound trying to get up toward the Fairfax County Parkway, still blocked. Two right lanes, so jammed up through Manassas. We are definitely hit hard this morning on the toll road. It is solid now, off of 28. As I thought, here we lose two lanes. This is from almost back to the Greenway to Route 7 and the main toll plaza. So give it time to clear out or use an alternate because they're dealing with a fuel spill. Two right lanes are blocked. Route 7 is going to pick up some of that bailout traffic. And in Maryland, better is West Diamond Avenue off of 270. Incident just about cleared and just a brief delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is. It looks like it's going to be, pretty cold today. We're not even going to reach 30, probably, in most of parts of our listing area. Cold tonight, 22. Tomorrow, cloudy, a high near 40. Tomorrow night, showers, a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night, an overnight low of 37. Then Wednesday in the low 50s, and Thursday in the mid-60s. Friday in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, 15 degrees. Pretty cold. Bundle up, 8:17.
Join us for the new program, Health, Hope, and Inspiration, with Reverend Percy McCray from Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Health, Hope, and Inspiration.
All right, so Meryl Streep goes off last night and has some things to say about Donald Trump. Giving a Lifetime Achievement Award. By the way, how many Lifetime Achievement Awards does one get? This has got to be like the 700th one for Meryl.
I got to tell you, I think I've seen her give more acceptance speeches than I've ever seen her movies.
Yeah.
Like, just by sheer minutes.
Yeah, and so she gets on there and she starts attacking Donald Trump, and Donald Trump has responded. You ready? Meryl Streep, one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood, doesn't know me, but attacked me last night at the Golden Globe. She is a... This is the next tweet. Hillary Flunky, who lost big for the 100th time. And this is one of the things that Meryl Streep talked about last night. She accused Donald Trump of mocking a disabled reporter. Trump says, for the 100th time, I never mocked a disabled reporter, would never do that, but simply showed him, quote unquote, groveling when he totally changed a 16-year-old story that I had written in order to make me look bad. Just more dishonest media. So Donald Trump is having none of it. But what do you think of it when you see these actors and these actresses get up there and take this moment on the stage when they're receiving an award and turn it into some kind of political screed? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. L. Paul in District Heights, you're on with Brian and Vince Colonnaise this morning.
She's a great actress, Meryl Streep, but that's all she is. She's not a prophet from the Bible. She's just another Jane Doe. I didn't even watch the thing. I was watching Animal Planet.
Well, it was basically the same thing.
Yeah, more or less. That's
it's right. more educational than that thing would have been.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Look, I think that that Christian Toto has it exactly right. I don't understand the logic here. Because it seems to me that, you know, you have to, if you're going to be in the movies, you want your movies to be a success. How are movies a success? People go to see them. Why would you do something? Why would you say something that is going to alienate about half of the American public?
Right. And these award shows exist specifically to juice interest in the movies that win. These movies benefit greatly at the box office or in the aftermarket by having their names included there. And you don't want to offend people who might buy your product.
You know, the thing is, the people who see the world as Meryl Streep sees them, I can't imagine them hearing her say those things and saying, well, now I have to go see that movie. I can, on the other hand, hear a lot of people who disagree with Meryl Streep as saying, I will never go see that movie.
Right. I'm just not sure who feels bad for Meryl Streep. Yeah. Who's that audience?
Yeah, Michael and Burke, you're on with Brian and Vince this morning. What do you say, Michael?
Well, as we all know, Hollywood's a self-licking ice cream cone. as far as Meryl Streep goes, I have to beg to disagree. Maybe in the older generation she may have been good, but she's not that great of an actress. She really has been, quite frankly.
You know, the thing about it is, I always try, because I like to see a good movie. And yes. I like to see a good story, and I love the visual arts, and I love film, and I love theater, and all, I mean, not like Larry did, but I mean, I love the theater. And the thing about it is that I want to go to those movies and not be distracted by the things that I've heard the people who are portraying these characters say.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to be believable. And if I'm thinking about, yeah, but, you know, that thing she said, you know, that really hacked me off, then I'm not really involving myself and immersing myself in what they're trying to put on there, which is entertainment.
Exactly. And in Meryl Streep's case, she's played Margaret Thatcher. She won awards for that role as the Iron Lady. So she definitely has the chops, but I don't think people like to hear her opinion so much.
8:22.
I have great news for you. It's Chris Plant, and we've planned our 2017 Listener Cruise. Join me on an interesting and fascinating cruise to some of Scandinavia's capitals, former Soviet Baltic states, including a visit to beautiful St. Petersburg, Russia. We depart July 29th for 10 days on the luxury class Silver Sea All Suite Silver Cloud. It's a great value because in our special WMAL price are free beverages throughout the ship, including wine, beer, and premium spirits, free specialty dining, including 24-hour room service, free Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities, and much more. Of course, we'll have some private time to get together, too. You really won't want to miss this one. Be a part of our WMAL group. Call the travel store now at 1-800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540, or log on to WMAL.com/cruise.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
More of your calls straight ahead right now, 8:25. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We've had a lot of stalled cars this morning. Now, stalled bus inbound as you head from South Capitol Street over the Douglas Bridge. Blocking one lane still at last check really puts the pressure on the inbound Suitland Parkway as that turns into South Capitol Street heading over toward Nat Stadium. On the 295 stretch, it's the morning heavy flow of the rush hour that's going to take us below speed as you come off about 50 in the B-Dub past East Capitol Street, but lanes all open. Now on New York Avenue, you have that volume delay heading up to Bladensburg Road, but if you're getting off in New York Avenue at South Dakota Avenue, you might want to rethink this. Maybe head over to V as in Victor Street, because South Dakota Avenue is jammed as you exit off of New York Avenue and heading up to Bladensburg Road in Northeast due to the crash. Hillendale, the crash reported southbound New Hampshire Avenue just inside the Beltway. The Toll Road, Virginia, this has been a mess this morning, but crews are saying it looks like they're just about wrapped up here. Eastbound Toll Road at Route 7 with the fuel spill, but delays as you come off of the Greenway, beginning right near 28, so plan for a long haul or an alternate. Route 7's picking up some of that volume. Update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, now providing in-depth health and medical information on the go with insights from physicians and specialists about topics relevant to you. You can learn more at MedStarWashington.org/podcast. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get through the cold today. Push temperatures up just a bit by tomorrow. Clouds will break into some sunshine today. Maybe some flurries and snow showers well west. Today's high near 30. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
15 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
Okay, this brings me to the press. We need the principled press to hold power to account, to call them on the carpet for every outrage.
The him, of course, Meryl Streep is talking about is Donald Trump.
Oh.
There you have it. What do you think when you have somebody like Meryl Streep take this moment on the public stage to attack the incoming president rather than show how much gratitude they have for the award they've just been given? Sarah in Rockville, very quickly, you're on with Brian and Vince Colonnais. Hello, Sarah. All right, well, Sarah says that she thinks that she's just trying to win over Hollywood producers for the parts. It is now 8:28 on WMAL.
Hey, my name's Brandt. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
The Washington Camping RV Expo is back in 2017.
Discover the best way to hit the road. January 13th through the 15th. Get everything you need for your outdoor adventures. Shop special show pricing on a full lineup of RVs. Find a variety of floor plans to meet every budget and camping style from the nation's top manufacturers. You don't want to miss these deals. Now is the time to buy. And it's only at the Dulles Expo Center. For more information, visit WashingtonRVExpo.com.
Jen Huff here with Regional Pest Management. Did you know we offer preventative treatments for one of the most debilitating diseases? That's right, we're talking about Lyme disease. Learn more about our tick boxes that can cut the tick population by 80%. Contact us today at 1-800-36-5-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Don't go big, go local. Go Regional Pest Management for all your pest control needs. We're also hiring. To join our growing family for positions in service, sales, or canine handling, visit online at regionalpestmanagement.com.
Coming up in just a moment, Tucker Carlson from the Fox News Channel takes on a new time slot tonight. He'll join us right after the news, 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. At last night's Golden Globe Awards, some celebrities took pokes at our new president.
Jabs at President-elect Donald Trump began early, and at first, all in fun.
This at the Golden Globes, one of the few places left where America still honors the popular vote.
Host Jimmy Fallon with the first, and there were several more, like Hugh Laurie, who joked this might be the last Golden Globes.
Just that it has the words Hollywood, Foreign, and Press in the title. I just don't know what.
But it was Meryl Streep who went viral, with no joke, but talking about Trump's alleged campaign bullying.
Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence.
Trump responded, tweeting that Streep is overrated and called her a Hillary lover and Hillary flunky. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
A government ethics office tasked with checking the background of Trump cabinet nominees says it has not gotten required information for many of the choices.
Hearings start with Senator Jeff Sessions, Mr. Trump's attorney general choice on Tuesday. Also John Kelly for Homeland Security. On Wednesday, former Exxon CEO Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State, plus Betsy DeVos, Education, Mike Pompeo, CIA, and Elaine Chao, Transportation. Thursday has Ben Carson, Housing and Urban Development, and Wilbur Ross for Commerce. There's two billionaires and a multimillionaire in that list. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker on CBS's Face the Nation.
These are people who are billionaires and have vast holdings, and the American people have a right to know if they're going to be entering into those offices with conflicts of interest.
The Government Ethics Office says it's not ready to give a thumbs up to any of the candidates. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Longtime Washington TV news anchor Maureen Bunyan is losing her job at ABC 7. WJLA-TV reportedly has exercised an option to get out of its contract with the 71-year-old Bunyan. She'll leave Channel 7 next month. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,964, the NASDAQ at 55,21. Sports, the Giants and Dolphins are done, eliminated in the NFL playoffs as the Packers and Steelers win. NBA, the Wizards win. College basketball wins for Virginia and Navy. Losses for GW and American. Hockey, the Caps are in Montreal tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. You know, I started EMP 180 Weight Loss to finally get a handle on my weight. I started over the holidays and, well, I've lost 5 pounds already. Now, with EMP 180, I know exactly what I'm going to eat next, and I just follow their plan. Someone asked me the other day, well, can I still eat the same way I do now? And the answer is no. Of course, that's the point. It's about changing your relationship with foods, your behaviors. That's how you change. Meredith, my beautiful wife, she just joined too, and EMP is helping us with eating out. You know, we go out at least 4 times a week, and yes, you can still stay on the plan eating out. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 703-992-0620.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia. Change for the better. Finally, the long-standing crash. Everything cleared out of the travel lanes as you head through Stafford and Aquia. Northbound 95 north of 610, but it's still going to take you at least an hour to get through there. Looks like an hour and 15 minutes right now on that stretch. Also, over to Route 1 through Stafford. Busy, busy. That took the hit for the bail. Out traffic. Now that's the slowest part of 95. Everyone's been hung up there. So north of through Triangle, wide open up through to the Beltway. 395 incident Edsel Road now to the shoulder. 66 still dealing with the crash in Fairfax. Blocks the right lane. Big delays out of Manassas. Huge backups on the toll road this morning. In case you didn't hear, we had a fuel spill from a dump truck. They've been working on that for a long time. They now tell me they've opened the lanes. However, delays off of the Greenway. This is almost the entire trip from the Greenway to the main toll plaza where we had the incident, Route 7 with the bailout traffic, and also heading onto the Georgetown Pike. And heads up in Hillendale, the crash southbound New Hampshire Avenue just inside the Beltway at Adelphi Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold weather not going anywhere, at least for today. We'll get a little bit better tomorrow, but still below average by a couple degrees. 30 this afternoon, and that's it. Cloudy, cold start. Some peaks of sunshine at times today. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then cloudy again later, 22 outside the Beltway T. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 40. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 11 in Haymarket, 14 in Germantown, 19 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. Where we're moving on.
Everybody, Tucker Carlson is moving up, baby. I mean, I'm telling you, you ever seen a more meteoric rise in all of the media? Never been a case like Tucker Carlson. Comes on, gets this big 7 o'clock show, and then barely gets it established. Numbers are just going great, and then he gets that coveted 9 p.m. slot on the Fox News Channel.
All that drama just instantly disappears because Tucker has it.
That's right. Hey, Tucker. Good morning.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, congratulations.
I love that music.
I know, me
I'm
too.
I'm trying to convince them to play that tonight, but I don't think they're going to go for it.
All right.
It's hilarious. Thank you.
So, Tucker, tell me, your initial show at 7 o'clock. It's been a big hit. It's been noted for its really hard hitting interviews with interesting people from time to time. Are we going to see many changes as you move up to the new hour?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. You sort of bring what you have. I mean, in the end, viewers either like and believe you or they don't, and there's not a ton you can do about it. I mean, you can make tweaks, of course. It's later. I mean, I think there's newsmakers are kind of expected at 9, and so there'll be more of that. But in general, you have what you have. So that's it. I mean, really, a lot of it, as you know, since you worked here for so long, is the channel itself. if you're on Fox, you do well because Fox does well.
Did you see the quote from Joe Concha, who said, Fox does not rebuild. Fox reloads.
Exactly.
And that is so exactly, that was so on target, I thought.
Yeah, literally on target. No, I agree. And the one thing you don't want to do is convince yourself that people are watching you because they love you. I mean, really, I've worked at a bunch of different places, and I put on, you know, a couple good shows that didn't do well. Partly was my fault, but partly was just nobody watched, you know, the network I was on. So, you know, if I do well, I think most of 99% of it just happens to be the fact I'm here.
You know, Tucker, you know, I should mention, of course, that I'm the editor of the Daily Caller, which a job that Tucker recently relinquished to me. But
you're doing a better job than I did.
Obviously, thank you. Let me move into the question about your new gig, which is at the 7 p.m. hour. What you've done differently than from almost every show in news is you've had primary sources on, where you bring in sort of like the protest leader or the person who's sort of leading the charge in this news story that's sort of symbolic for the rest of the country. Why is it that it took so long for somebody in cable news to figure out if we just interview people that actually have something to do with the news, then we might get some ratings out of it?
Well, that's how I feel. I mean, I want to hear from people who know what they're talking about or at least have some direct connection to the story. I think there is in general, and not just in television but in life, too much reliance on self-styled experts who don't know much. And having been a self-styled expert for a long time, I can say that firsthand. You know what I mean? Sometimes I think, well, what, who cares what I think? I want to hear about someone who's directly involved. I just think it's more interesting and more meaningful. And it's a harder booking, I'll tell you that. That has been our main problem. It's hard to book people who aren't expecting to go on TV when they wake up in the morning. And there's a whole class of people in D.C. who sort of, you know, go to work wearing a tie because who knows what might happen.
Right.
And they're great. I mean, I like all of them. And, I've been one of them for a long time. But, to book someone who finds himself in the middle of something or unexpectedly famous, that's a tougher task.
So here in Washington right now, we're 11 days away from the inauguration of Donald Trump. One of the things that's been really interesting in watching this guy is he's not even in office, and yet he seems to have a real impact on this town. And literally, as we were talking earlier, people are sort of, they're having their cages rattled by this guy even before he gets sworn into office.
Well, that's right. And part of it's legitimate. I mean, Trump is a volatile guy, and he's a non-traditional guy, and it's not clear what he thinks about a whole bunch of things. So, you know, people are nervous about that. He's unpredictable, and I think that's a good reason to be nervous. Part of the reason they're upset, though, is less legitimate, and it's because he threatens them and their dumb little sinecures or their stupid ways of doing things, their livelihoods here in D.C., and I mean the political class, the consultants, the bloviators, the politicians, and a lot of those people, and they're my friends, but they deserve to go do something real with their lives. You know what I mean? Like, learn how to set tile or put on a roof or learn to plumb a house or, like, get some real skills. And so they're hoping to crush him before he even, you know, leaves the ICU. I mean, they want to end this before it begins by weakening him, and because they're afraid of him.
Well, this week we're going to see a bunch of nominees come forward through the Senate confirmation process, and a lot of these fights I expect are going to be proxy fights for why people dislike Trump. They're going to bring up Trump tweets, Trump statements, and see and weigh them against all of these nominees to see whether or not they agree and try and pose them as outcasts.
Exactly.
And in so doing, who do you expect is going to be going to have the toughest time on this slate of nominees as we go forward into the week?
You know, it's hard to tell. I mean, they'll take it out on the weakest, of course, on the wounded gazelle. That's who will be slayed ceremonially. But the one they're upset about...
Why does that scream Ben Carson to me? I don't know why.
Yeah, it might be. But the one they're upset about is Jeff Sessions. And they know he's going to get it. I mean, he served in the Senate for decades. He's been vetted, obviously. They hate his views on immigration. That's what it's really about. And they're going to call him a racist because that's the easiest way to discredit him. It won't work, but they're going to try. But what they're really mad about is the idea that he might slow the waves of immigrants coming into our country legally and illegally that have helped the Democratic Party and helped employers looking for low-wage labor. I mean, that's what it's actually about. He is a threat to them, and that's a significant job. Attorney General is the most significant appointment, obviously, that any president can make, and they're enraged that Sessions got it. So he'll get the job, but other people are going to pay the price.
All right, so tell us what you're going to have on the show tonight.
Well, we've got a lot of good stuff. Actually, to be totally honest with you, we have a great lead guest, but I'm completely paranoid he's going to cancel at the last minute, so I can't say who it is. In fact, I'm so paranoid we're pre-taping it just because I just want to get it in the can. But we have that's not a tease. That's for real. We have a really good first guest, but it's just hard for me to believe he'll actually come.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's fascinating. And now I definitely got to tune in to
find out. Well, I mean, I'm probably more paranoid than I would normally be just because it's our first night. But yeah, I think it'll be good. For sure.
All right. Well, listen, it sounds great. And, you know, look, you've always been a good friend of this program. But I just want to point out, we really like it when good things happen to good people. And Tucker Carlson, not a more deserving guy in the world. Congratulations on this.
Thank you.
On this wonderful opportunity. Just knock it out of the park, my friend. Or as they say in television news and in the theater, break a leg, buddy.
I hope not literally, but thank you, Brian.
All right. Tucker Carlson, always a pleasure. Hey!
Hey. Go get him, Tucker.
Let's just play that. When's the last time you heard this song? Moving on. All right. We got to move on. 8:45 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In from the west, it's been a tough commute this morning. Had a fuel spill on the toll road, a dump truck. It wasn't an accident, just had a fuel spill. Eastbound as you come up to Route 7 before the main toll plaza. Now that's been cleared. Now it's about clearing out this big delay right as you merge off of the Greenway and off of 28th. Jam solid through Herndon and Reston, so plan for the extra time. If you're thinking about the alternate, Route 7, that you hit the delay near the Georgetown Pike, and that continues toward Beulah. Once commuters hit those delays at the Georgetown Pike, bailing out to the Georgetown Pike into Great Falls, you need extra time as well. 66, we've been struggling with this crash. I still have one right lane blocked eastbound 66. As you come up to the Fairfax County Parkway, delays out of Manassas. Yes, we have the volume inside the Beltway as you head toward the tunnel and over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, pretty much jammed solid onto Constitution Avenue. Into town, looks like the broken down bus that was reported to be cleared now inbound South Capitol Street on the Douglas Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold weather not going anywhere, at least for today. We'll get a little bit better tomorrow, but still below average by a couple degrees. 30 this afternoon, that's it. Cloudy, cold start. Some peaks of sunshine at times today. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then cloudy again later, 22 outside the Beltway teens. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 40. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 15 degrees, and it's just cold. It's just flat cold. President Obama is about to leave office. He's going to move over to Kalorama, where he's building a wall around his house over there.
Foreigners are constructing it right now.
Yeah, and there you have it. And so that's going on. And on his way out, you know, he's going to give his big, this is my legacy, this is what I've accomplished speech, I think, this week. But he spoke to George Stephanopoulos, his old Democratic buddy over there on ABC, and he sort of took some swipes at the president-elect in a way that I think sort of is not really very dignified and not really what you'd expect from an exiting president. Listen to this.
Engaging and gregarious.
You like him?
I've enjoyed the conversations that we've had. He is somebody who I think is not lacking in confidence, which is, I think...
Some say that about you, too.
Well, that's what I was saying. It's probably a prerequisite for the job, or at least you have to have enough craziness to think that you can do the job.
What?
I think that he has not spent a lot of time sweating the details of, you know, all the policies that...
Does that worry you?
Well, I think that can be both a strength and a weakness. I think it depends on how he approaches it.
I love how measured he is when he's insulting Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He's like, well, let's see. He lacks the discipline to be president of the United States.
Yeah, that's basically what he's saying in his roundabout way.
Yeah.
You know, look, this is a president who is having his entire legacy dismantled.
It's true.
I mean, it really is true. No more will he be out of office than the one big legacy that he can point to, which is Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, is going to be slowly but surely dismantled.
Yes.
And it's going to be undone. Oh. And so I guess you're sitting there as president of the United States. You've served for 8 years, and you look back on what you've accomplished, And really, that's the one big thing, and it's going to be taken apart.
And you're nervous as heck that this guy who's coming in is going to break it all down. And especially in the case of Obamacare. Actually, Obama has sounded relieved lately that they might start calling it Trump Care. He's like, oh boy, that'll be a load off my back.
All right, it is 8:49 on WMAL.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
Check out Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's really low rate on their new Life of the Balance Visa card. Go to cofcu.org/radio for details.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
When it comes to screen time for your kids, how much is too much? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Late last year, 10,000 pediatricians got together at the American Academy of Pediatrics to discuss new children's health recommendations for 2017. Of major interest? Screen time. So here are the new recommendations. For infants 18 months and under, no digital media. For children age 2 to 5, just 1 hour a day. And for kids age 6 and up, this may surprise you, they say parents should set their own restrictions. They also said homework does not count as screen time, just entertainment. The AAP does recommend designating media-free times together, such as dinner or driving, as well as media-free locations in your home, such as bedrooms. You can check out the Family Media Planning Toolkit at healthychildren.org for help making a plan of your own and for the whole family. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Taco Bell finds startling data in new polls. 100% of parents need nap time more than their kids. Country singers prefer large belt buckles. And shockingly, Americans want breakfast with bacon versus no bacon.
No kidding.
Taco Bell's new Dollar Morning Value Menu with stuff like grilled breakfast burritos with fluffy eggs. And yes, crispy bacon rolled in a warm tortilla for just a buck. It's the only Dollar Breakfast Value Menu that brings home the bacon.
At participating locations, prices and items may vary. Tax extra, bacon available in grilled breakfast burrito and breakfast taco.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It is 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, as we get to the 9 o'clock hour, finally 66 lanes reopened. Eastbound has come up to the Fairfax County Parkway. It's a longstanding crash. You'll still see some activity on the shoulder. However, the delay is still pretty intense as you come through Manassas and Centerville. On the Beltway, inner loop as you head through Tyson's, very slow traffic. Had a report of a stalled bus along the way. On the toll road eastbound, earlier problem was a fuel spill. That's been taken care of. Eastbound toll road near Route 7. But I'm still seeing off and on delays. In fact, that's up off of the Greenway to merge onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston. Now, the closer you get to the main toll plaza, the pace gets a little better. A lot of bailout traffic onto Route 7. And then top side of the Beltway, Maryland accident activity on the outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard. And traffic update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold weather sticking around. A gray start here as we head on through the morning. Lots of clouds around today. Some limited sunshine, about 30. May see a flurry, maybe a snow shower, especially as you get to the west. Overnight tonight, becoming cloudy after some breaks early. 22, colder outside the Beltway. Cloudy tomorrow, near 40. Now, meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 15 degrees, 8:56.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
This is Sonny Jurgensen. Got a confession to make. I let my wife drag me to one of those Mike Collins estate planning seminars. Like I don't have enough on my plate with a certain football team. Actually, it wasn't too bad. In fact, we both learned a whole lot about how to protect our kids and grandkids down the road and to take care of ourselves right now. So if you get one of Mike's invitations in the mail, go. I'm glad I did. Get all the information and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, you're not alone. Many of my patients have come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. And the good news is they always leave with a smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan from McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and in as little as one anxiety-free visit, I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry as well as teeth in a day. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed Whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand, you'll rest comfortably throughout the entire procedure. I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Take that first step and call us today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
Anytime you have a newcomer, and I think we all agree that Trump is a newcomer to D.C., to politics, and to government. He's never ran a government before. That there is some real uncertainty for federal employees of what's going to happen this next year and in the next 4 years.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
Hey, looky there. It's Chris Plant. Oh, by the way, Vince Colonnais, thank you so much for filling in. And because you did such a great job, we'll see you back here tomorrow.
All right, I'll do that.
All right. Hey, good morning, Chris.
Lucky you. You get to get up at 3 a.m. again tomorrow.
I know.
It's awesome.
Stay up and power through. I think it's better that way. Hey, who hacked into John McCain and Barack Obama's campaign websites in 2008? Huh? I've got an answer for that. The New York Times wetting their beds. David Ignatius at the Washington Post joining in. These people are truly astonishing. I've been saving this up all weekend.